This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Not entirely. I don't mind paying cash. I don't mind carrying a wallet around. I mean, things would be easier, but I also think that I'd spend a lot more money if I didn't have to fork out the cash from my wallet, and that's dangerous.
BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Ezra and Uma with you. Now, you know, Ezra, you can pay for things with your phone, you can pay for things with your watch, and often you can.
Yeah, no,
I
know.
You're looking perplexed.
I'm looking perplexed because is there anything else I can pay it with? I was thinking about cash, I was thinking about my wallet, and then, yeah, you mentioned phones and watches. I don't know what's next. Is it just my eyesight just going...
Yeah, there'll be something in your spectacles that kind of...
It's all about Minority Report, isn't it?
But so here's the thing, right? I mean, I guess that's the question. How close are we in Malaysia to becoming a cashless society? How much longer do we have to wait? And we, according to Joel Neo, who's the founder of Fave Malaysia, you know, Fave Pay, which is like a mobile payment system.
Okay.
He thinks that it's actually closer than we think.
Okay, well, I mean, according to this report here, 14.7% of Malaysians are already using payment gateway services to buy things online, and predicts that this momentum will continue this year. And, you know, I think it's one of those situations where, I mean, I think for the past couple of years, ever since, you know, we could transfer payments online just through our phones, I mean, we would go out to eat, for example, for dinner, and, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, any cash on me. So you would foot the bill, and as you sign your credit card, you get a notification on your phone, like, you know, in 10 seconds to say that, hey, Ezra passed you some money.
We go to a movie, and you would wire 12 ringgit to me. There's or 13 ringgit to me.
There is nothing wrong with that. And here's the thing, I don't even round it up.
But can I say this, though? I have to say, I'm on the bleeding edge of technology for most things.
Oh.
And yet, I find myself not having taken up cashless payments as yet. I mean, credit cards, yes.
You don't like to wave your thing on a device and...
I occasionally use that PayWave thing.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think I haven't used my technological devices yet. So I haven't set up, say, Samsung Pay, which is widely available in Malaysia, or Google Pay. I haven't started using those kinds of things yet, right? So, I mean, 14.7% looks like a large number, but I don't know if that's just a certain amount of urban Malaysians in Kuala Lumpur.
Right.
As opposed to the rest of the country.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, we're going to find out a little bit more on this topic because we have Julian Ng, former Morning
what?
Run presenter and financial blogger of TheVeryLongRun.com. Julian, Happy New Year. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys.
Oh, I've missed that voice.
I miss you guys too.
Right, so Julian, let's talk about this story. There are a lot of pros, you know, when we talk about being a cashless society. I mean, for consumers, that is. It's ultimately the ease of use, no more hassle of carrying cash around all the time. So let's talk about the cons. What are some pertinent drawbacks in making a cashless society happen? I mean, one popular discussion is that the move would, I guess, violate our privacy in some way, I imagine.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of Big Brother issues involved here, but I think the privacy issue is more or less a moot point because most money is already digital and can be easily tracked unless you're very rich and you got money stashed up in Panama. So, you know, it's already there. But one of the cons that I can see is the potential for, say, monopolistic practices. These are the same as the old complaints about the power of the banks, right? So I think policy needs to address the cost of going cashless to society. What kind of cost will society bear? How do we avoid like anti-competitive rent-seeking behavior from the gatekeepers? For example, right, guys, if you use the highways today and
right.
the MRTs today, right, they have practically gone cashless with touch
much.
And go, right? But policy needs to prevent you know, the touch and goes of the world from hurting us and still give them a viable business model. I think when I park in BSC, for example, touch and go, I think they take a 10% cut.
A lot of car parks still do that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think policy needs to come out to address that on a bigger scale if we have greater adoption of cashless. The other thing is bitcoins, right? You know, today bitcoins are being talked about so much.
By everyone, bitcoin, yes.
Yeah, if you're not living under a rock. Now, bitcoins have very high transaction fees. So they have, I think it's something to the effect of like $16 US dollars or $25 per transaction. Wow. So they've just naturally ruled themselves out as a form of a payment gateway. But there you go. You know, I don't like the risk of monopolistic practices as well.
So tell me this, Julian. I mean, is that at the moment the biggest hurdle, these transaction fees, and is the only way to solve it by policy?
Yes, but I think the transaction fees would feel quite low, but they can creep up on you. It's like, you know, how Uber and Grab gives you promos all the time.
Yes.
And then when they kill off the actual normal modes of transportation, right, that's when they can hit you where it hurts most. So when that happens, you need to have checks on them. In China, I mean, cashless is so huge. People like Alibaba and Tencent, they have this grip on the market. And you mentioned a statistic earlier that 14% of Malaysians are already cashless. But in China, I think that number is like 80%.
Wow.
So you need to have policy and rules put in place so that people like Alibaba and Tencent don't go crazy and, you know, just do whatever they want to do to people, to consumers, and even to small businesses. I mean, the Americans had a very tough conversation recently about net neutrality. It's the same kind of discussion. How much of a cut should gatekeepers take out of small businesses, right? We don't want them to charge them, businesses, unfairly, which would have a very bad impact on inflation as well.
Julian, final question from me. I think, you know, when I think back about October of last year, we had this, the country, Malaysia, had this big major mobile data breach, and proving yet again that, you know, anything digitized is open to that sort of threat. And of course, we have this aim to be cashless by 2050. I mean, how do you think we can reconcile these two elements in terms of security, and whether we think that aim is possible?
Yeah, I think the cyber threat is very real, and our regulators like Bank Negara and Securities Commission are very serious about this. But as I said, I think most of your money is already digital. I mean, not a lot of money has been lost from online banking. I think you probably lost a lot more money from holding physical cash. And I do think that the tech will sort itself out, especially when we see developments in blockchain technology and smart contracts. I think those kind of things hold a lot of potential for security. But, you know, there are other advantages as well as far as having less crime is concerned. For example, the tax man would be very happy. You know, GST collection would be harder to escape. And then filing your taxes would become a breeze. And that's a good thing for the country.
All right, Julian, thank you so much for your time. That was, of course, former Morning Run presenter and financial blogger Julian Ng. Go check out his site. It's theverylongrun.com. We've got some messages coming your way, and then the Hollies with Just One Look on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, this is the evening edition. Ezra and Uma with you. You know, you can talk back to us now at all times. 03-77-109-000 is the number to call anytime between 5 and 8 p.m. to talk about any of the things we've been talking about just now. We were just speaking about a cashless society with Julian Ng, and we have a caller on the line now waiting to comment. Roshan, thank you so much for calling. Tell us, are you on the cashless economy bandwagon as well?
Not entirely. I don't mind paying cash. I don't mind carrying a wallet around. I mean, things would be easier, but I also think that I'd spend a lot more money if I didn't have to fork out the cash in my wallet, and that's dangerous. In fact, I actually went through a period of time like that and realized that I'd rather have money in my wallet and pay with cash.
Right. Could you elaborate a little more about your hesitance? I mean, so is it the concern that you might spend more? What else?
I mean, generally, it's because it's data, it's out there. I don't want people to know, people to be able to hack, see my spending habits. Not that it's bad or anything, but it's still data that someone else can use to manipulate things. I know I sound a bit paranoid. but also, more importantly, I just don't like the idea of a single point of failure for anything. So if there's so much concentration of payment in one medium, it feels a bit imbalanced, dangerous, in fact.
All right, Roshan, thank you very much for that call. In addition to calls that we've been taking in, some tweets and messages have been chiming in about this issue of cashless societies. This one from Izatu on Twitter: cashless societies need to lower the barrier of entry to avoid alienating the less fortunate. If we all move to something like Samsung Pay, what about those who cannot afford smartphones? Another tweet continues: already happening now with cards and bank accounts, homeless folks without a permanent address find it difficult to access these financial tools. Always think of the marginalized. We have a message here from Patrick. Touch and go. Car park 10% fee is still applied on all contracts. Bank Negara ruled new contracts 2017 cannot apply the surcharge. You will therefore see recovery in parking fee increases in a very moderate way.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your texts and tweets. Keep it coming in. Let us know what you think about a cashless society. Do you think Malaysia has what it takes to be cashless by 2050? 03771 09000 is the number to call. You can tweet us at BFM Radio and send us a WhatsApp at 018-789-8888. We've got the Cardigans with Carnival coming your way on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.